Thank you, Darren. Max Herz outside the Preds locker room post-game with Nick Cousins, who made his return to the lineup tonight. Nick, you told Darren at the second intermission it felt like you'd been out 3 months, not 3 weeks. How'd it feel to get back in there and get a win?
Yeah, it felt good. Nothing worse than being hurt and away from the boys. So, we're such creatures of habit and routine guys. So, it's sort of my first injury where I've been away for an extended period of time. So it was definitely weird, but nice to get back in the lineup.
What was it like watching that last game Saturday, knowing you're probably going in on the line that did half the scoring in that game?
Yeah, obviously those guys have been playing well, so I just try to come in and chip in and do what I do and try and keep it simple. But just watching from afar, those guys have been real good players for us. They do a lot of the dirty work that doesn't get a lot of attention, so it's nice to see them get rewarded. But I thought our line was good. Obviously didn't get on the scoreboard, but I think there's still room for improvement. But obviously I think it's a good step in the right direction.
You play a grinder type game even when you're in the top six, which you have been this year at times. Was your game different going back to the fourth line today than it had been at all?
No, I don't try to change too much. I just try and play my game, keep it simple, especially with being off for that long. I'm not trying to overcomplicate things, but I just try and win my battles, get to the net, and create some energy.
That third period was pretty nuts. Do you feel like that hit right in front of the bench woke everybody up?
Yeah, that was a turning point in the game. I think obviously to get 4-4 there kind of opens up the ice for Joey and Dutchie, and they made a big time play at the big time part of the game. So and obviously Yost gets one there at the end, and it's good to see.
You guys obviously would have liked a power play out of that. It comes to a 4-on-4. No TV timeout or anything to adjust. How do you make sure you guys stay composed in a situation like that?
Yeah, obviously don't like the hit at all, but I like the response. I thought Ecky got in there, did what he had to do, and then obviously get 4-on-4. It's good karma. So, big goal there at the end.
Talking to Nick Cousins after the Preds 2-1 win over the Stars, what did you see on that save on Raffle by Saros on the breakaway?
Yeah, Juice was solid for us tonight. Obviously their one goal they got was double deflection. That's how you have to score on him, but he was locked in. Obviously a big save at a key time and kept us in it.
Going back to that first period, do you guys feel like you controlled that period pretty well?
First period for sure. I thought we came out ready to play. We established our forecheck, and I think kind of got away from that in the second period. But third period, they score early, but we don't get rattled, and I like our response.
You told Darren at the second period break that there was no room out there. Were you guys able to create a little more when you got the goals in?
Well, 4-on-4 is a little bit more room. Those guys made a big time play for us, and two similar teams. I feel like we play almost the exact same way, and there's never any room out there. It's always playoff like atmosphere. So they're a good team, but so are we. So it was a big win.
Second period especially, but really at the end of this game too, were there stretches or shifts of that game that feel like they flew by with no whistles?
Yeah, no, it was high intensity. A lot of back and forth, a lot of neutral zone. It was two teams that liked the forecheck, so it was a fun game to play in. Obviously, there's a crowd behind us, so I thought the boys played well.
Nick, thanks for doing this. Glad you were back in there.
Okay, thanks so much.
Darren?